Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. At the end of each year, I take a look back at some notable historical reissues and releases from the past 12 months. In the next hour, we'll hear such music from pianist Bill Evans and Thelonious Monk, drummer Art Blakey, saxophonist Tubby Hayes, organist Shirley Scott, and others. It's the best historical recordings of 2020, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
pianist Bill Evans in 1968 doing Yesterdays with bassist Eddie Gomez and drummer Jack DeJohnette from the 2020 release Live at Ronnie Scott's. David Brent Johnson here with you on Nightlights, bringing you my annual roundup of notable historical releases and reissues from the year just ended. As always, I preface what you're about to hear with the qualifier that it's a very subjective list, and a number of titles don't make it into the show because of time constrictions. If you want to check out a more comprehensive rundown, go to the Nightlights website at wfiu.org/nightlights. I'm going to start off with a live 1968 performance from pianist Thelonious Monk that has an interesting story behind the origins of its recording. It involves a Palo Alto, California teenager and passionate jazz fan named Danny Schurer, who boldly pursued his fantasy of having Monk's group play at his high school. In the autumn of 1968, a turbulent year in America politically and racially, Schurer managed to get a hold of Monk while the pianist was in the midst of a 3-week stand at San Francisco's Jazz Workshop. Monk fulfilled the young student's dream, agreeing to play a gig for $500 at Palo Alto High School. The concert, which like other jazz events that Schurer organized at the school functioned as a benefit for the Peace Corps, was a hit with its racially mixed audience. Unfortunately for us, a Palo Alto High School janitor recorded it. The tape remained in Schurer's attic for many years, but in 2020 it was released by Impulse Records with a booklet that gives detailed context to both the event and Monk's life and career at the time. Monk's son, T.S. Monk, says the Palo Alto performance is one of the best live recordings I've ever heard by Thelonious. I wasn't even aware of my dad playing a high school gig, but he and the band were on it. From that performance, here's Thelonious Monk and Ruby, My Dear, on Nightlights.
Thank you.
pianist Thelonious Monk performing his composition Ruby, My Dear, live in 1968 with Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Larry Gales on bass, and Ben Riley on drums from the previously unreleased CD Palo Alto. Another live recording surfaced in 2020, featuring a singer in a German city that always seemed to inspire memorable performances on her part. In 1962, Ella Fitzgerald was riding high on the renewed popularity she'd accrued since coming under the recording label umbrella of jazz impresario Norman Granz in the mid-1950s, releasing a series of songwriter tribute albums by composers such as Cole Porter and Irving Berlin that helped establish the concept of the Great American Songbook. In 1960, Fitzgerald recorded a live album in Berlin, Mack the Knife, which garnered enough acclaim over the years to eventually win a Grammy Hall of Fame award in 1999. So the unearthing of a 1962 performance in the same city came as welcome news in 2020 to jazz fans and Ella fans in particular. It seems the city always brought out the best in this exuberantly swinging artist. Here she is doing Jersey Bounce, a 1942 hit for Benny Goodman. As Will Friedwald points out in the liner notes, listen to how Ella scats a variety of big band riffs throughout the song.
They call it that Jersey bounce, a rhythm that really counts. The temperature always mounts whenever they play the crazy rhythm they play. It started on Turtle Square, and somebody heard it there. They put it right on the air, and now you hear it everywhere. Uptown gave it some licks, downtown added some tricks. Now folks everywhere, they know just where it came from. So if you don't feel so hot, go out to some Jersey spot, and whether you're hip or not, the Jersey bounce will make you swing.
Fitzgerald in 1962 singing Jersey Bounce from the 2020 release Ella, The Lost Berlin Tapes. We're going to turn now from Ella in Berlin to Tubby in New York. Tubby being saxophonist Tubby Hayes, a star of the 1950s and 60s British jazz scene who never really broke through in America during his tragically shortened lifetime. Hayes, who died in 1973 at the age of 38, made an impressive run of recordings for the English Fontana label throughout the 1960s that demonstrated his continuing growth as a musician in a variety of settings, with a sound that was as lyrical as Stan Getz's and as robust as that of Sonny Rollins or John Coltrane. A rare trip to the United States in 1961 resulted in Hayes' teaming up with a stellar American rhythm section for the album Tubbs in New York, which is included in a recent box set of Hayes' complete Fontana recordings. Fellow British saxophonist and jazz writer Benny Green called Hayes' rendition of George and Ira Gershwin's Soon one of the greatest saxophone performances ever made by a local musician. Even judged by world standards, it is a highly impressive exhibition of superlative technique, harmonic shrewdness, and above all, fiery attack and spirit. Here's Tubby Hayes and Soon on Nightlights. Thank you. British saxophonist Tubby Hayes performing soon with Horace Parlin on piano, George DeVivier on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums from a box set of the recordings that Hayes made for the Fontana label in the 1960s. I'll have more notable 2020 historical releases in just a few moments. You can read an expanded list of such recordings and hear many previous Nightlights programs on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Columbus Visitor Center, celebrating everywhere art and unexpected architecture in Columbus, Indiana. Modern architecture and design to explore 45 minutes south of Indianapolis. More at columbus.in.us. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Best Historical Releases 2020 on Nightlights. I'm featuring some notable historical releases and reissues from 2020 on this edition of Nightlights. Saxophonist Paul Desmond was a key member of the Dave Brubeck Quartet throughout the group's existence in the 1950s and 60s, providing an ethereal and melodic fluency that helped drive the quartet's global popularity, not to mention his compositional contribution of Take Five, one of the best-known jazz recordings ever made. After the group disbanded at the end of 1967, Desmond pursued a solo career for the next 10 years. You can hear much more about it in the Nightlights episode After Brubeck, Paul Desmond in the 1970s, on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. In 2020, the jazz specialty label Mosaic Records put out a 7-CD box set of Desmond's live 1975 Toronto performances, much of the music previously unreleased. From that set, here's Paul Desmond doing his composition Wendy on Nightlights. Thank you. saxophonist Paul Desmond performing Wendy with Ed Bickert on guitar, Don Thompson on bass, and Jerry Fuller on drums from a 2020 Mosaic Records box set of Desmond's live 1975 recordings in Toronto. Our next notable 2020 historical release comes from 1975 as well and features organist Shirley Scott, who switched to the organ from piano in the mid-1950s and first gained note as part of a soul jazz tandem with saxophonist Eddie Lockjaw Davis. Scott, who also went on to form a long-term musical and personal partnership with saxophonist Stanley Turrentine, played with a strong, bluesy, hard-cooking swing, steeped in bebop and church music influences as well. In 1975, she recorded an album for Strata East, a label founded by musicians Charles Tolliver and Stanley Cowell that documented many important black jazz artists of the 1970s. The title, One for Me, reflected Scott's stated desire in the album notes to make a record that was a purely personal musical statement, rather than in the service of another musician or producer's goals. Big George, built around a riff evocative of Giant Steps-era John Coltrane, is a tribute to Memphis saxophonist George Coleman, who Maxine Gordon describes in One for Me's reissue notes as a musical big brother to Scott. Shirley Scott on Nightlights. organist Shirley Scott performing Big George, her tribute to saxophonist George Coleman, with Harold Vick on tenor sax and Billy Higgins on drums, from the 1975 Strata East album One For Me, reissued in 2020. Another significant 1970s Black Run record company, the Oakland, California-based Black Jazz label, received a spate of reissues in 2020. Co-founded by pianist Gene Russell and percussionist Dick Shorey, Black Jazz put out about 20 titles that reflected the kaleidoscopic nature of 1970s jazz, blending funk, soul, and free jazz with modal and hard bop influences as well. The titles and spoken word aspects of the material often spoke to the political and cultural vibes of Black America in the 1970s. The piece we're about to hear, though, performed by a Chicago group called The Awakening, whose members were connected to the city's noted Association for the Advancement of Creative Music Collective, has a mood and title that seems presciently appropriate for the year of 2020. Here's The Awakening with When Will It Ever End on Nightlights.
Thank you.
The Awakening performing When Will It Ever End with Ken Chaney on electric piano, Frank Gordon on trumpet, Ari Brown on tenor sax, Steve Galloway on trombone, Reggie Willis on bass, and Arlington Davis Jr. on drums from the 2020 reissue of their 1972 album Hear, Sense, and Feel, one of several reissues this past year of LPs originally released on the Black Jazz label. I'll close with music from an album session recorded in 1959 by Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, featuring the dynamic duo of trumpeter Lee Morgan and saxophonist Hank Mobley, that didn't quite meet the Blue Note record label's high standards of the times, but which in historical retrospect seemed worthy of release 60 years later. M&M, written by Mobley and titled in honor of himself and Morgan, percolates with the vitality of the hard bop era at its late 1950s zenith. New jazz treasure from Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers on Nightlights. We'll be right back. close with drummer Art Blakey performing Eminem from the 2020 Blue Note release Just Coolin', with composer Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Bobby Timmons on piano, and Jimmy Merritt on bass. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Columbus Visitors Center, celebrating everywhere art and unexpected architecture in Columbus, Indiana. Modern architecture and design to explore 45 minutes south of Indianapolis. More at columbus.in.us. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.